angry MGTOW here. And women want what you have, not you.
Hey guys, I just want to remind you to follow me on another platform, which includes Minds.com, Vid.me, SoundCloud, and even iTunes. You never know what's going to happen on YouTube, and I upload all my content to those platforms and many others. So definitely follow me on one of them.
Hey guys.
Women want what you want. Women want what you have, not you. It's pretty damn obvious. Pretty damn true. We've talked about the notion that she will never love you. But some men don't understand that. Some men think the torture of being in a relationship with a woman is something that simply comes with the territory. It's about a man knowing how to take it. You know? Being a man and taking a woman's BS. However, I want you guys to know something. Being a man doesn't mean putting up with bullshit. Being a man means living your life the way you choose to live it to the fullest. Our lives are short. And, you know, if you don't live a life worth living, if you don't live a life with God in it, you're going to be miserable, and women are Satan, alright? So why would you want that in your life? We're going to be looking at a video from Black OJesus, who has just started making videos. He got a few videos up, we've got a call coming in. Hey, you're on the air with Angry MGTOW. Who am I talking to?
It's Tim again.
How's it going, Tim? I'm about to put on a video. By Black OJesus. It's fine. What's going on? Let's talk a little bit.
Okay, no problem. I want to give some pointers to guys in general.
Look, I know there's some MGTOW that can't go without pussy, but I'm just going to let you know this. I got some pointers. Just find me being asexual. I know how to get women.
No, people say I sound gay, but let me tell you something. I have a sinus infection. I've always sounded like this when they have it, and I sound boring. Yeah, what do you expect? I'm sick. Deal with it, or just get the fuck out. Look, to the point, if you want to deal with a girl, this is what you do. Okay, try to woo her up, try to use your emotions, manipulate, and of course, demonstrate what you got, be a little tenacious, and don't give shit, and don't give in, no matter how much she is. And also another thing, if you ever do anything hanky-panky, do it around her house. If she knows where you live, you're screwed, because if she ever feels like it, you violate her, she'll get you pinpointed. And use a pseudonym. Use a fake name and everything else, and a fake address just in case. And trust me, you'll be safe.
You had a lot to get on your chest. You had a lot to get off your chest, huh, brother?
Somewhat, but it's just, I've noticed this too. Let me tell you, I know I talk about my dad sometimes, but this is going to sound really crazy. My dad told me he would marry a prostitute, try to change her.
What?
Yeah, I asked him, what about, would you marry a prostitute, Dad? He says, yeah, to help her change. No, it's just logic. You can't change a prostitute. To any man out there, don't marry a prostitute, because we know the truth. They'll never change. Maybe a male prostitute can change, but a female, jack no. Hell no.
Okay, so your dad said you would marry a prostitute.
Yeah. No matter where she comes from, South America, wherever. Just know that. Just don't marry a prostitute. I'm telling you all this. That's why he's a simp. I wanted to tell you that earlier, but, you know, limited time. And also, I only got, you know, I timed myself. Because I want everyone else to have a chance to share some insight. And to be sure the red flags he's a simp and a cuck.
What the fuck? Your father told you he would marry a fucking prostitute, bro. I just have to take a moment to fucking take that in. I just need to take a moment to take that in, dude. And he said he would change her?
Yeah. And he wouldn't mind if he understands what could happen, but still.
What the fuck is wrong with your father, dude? What the fuck is wrong with your father's skin?
I told you, he's a simp and a cuck. That's all he'll ever be. I try to tell him this and he gets angry. He tells me, no, I'm just being a man. No, you're being a simp. I told him that and he got angry. I just tell him the truth. He tells me, Tim, try it yourself. I'm like, no, I'm not going to be a fool and an idiot. I'm an asexual, aromantic guy. And he's sort of sad about that because I can't get my virginity. Besides that, I like to keep it.
Jesus, gosh. You just don't listen to that cuck. Don't listen to that cuck under any circumstance. You get away from him as quickly as you can.
I love him. I'll take care of him to a degree. Just only from my computer cybersecurity stuff. But that's it. He's just been a glorified pencil pusher. That's all I ever will be. And also, I'm letting you know as ahead, I self-taught myself to do voice acting, despite the boring tone. This is because of the sinus infection. Trust me, without the sinus infection, I got a more vivacious attitude. And I'm going to let you know this. With IMGA, I'm going to start with a little MGTOW radio station. Well, share MGTOW knowledge.
Good job, brother.
And also, I'm starting a MGTOW meetup after I get the, you know, the job. And we'll, and for the MGTOW sharks on Nashville, Tennessee area, I'll let them feed if we're in a women area, like a public area with women. But we'll try to get a, you know, women-free vicinity, but still. But the sharks feed, and or we, if they're tens, we just ignore them.
You know, I tell you, it's when you we always ask, how the hell did men end up so? How did things end up so bad today? Guys like your father is how they ended up so bad today. Guys like your father. Like, my gosh, you know, I don't want to insult your father any further. I don't want to say anything because you love your father, but fuck. Your father's he's a piece of shit, kid. Father's a real piece of shit.
I know, he never helped me, especially like I told you. I would have starved basically if I didn't have the Social Security back then. I still hated it because I still felt like I was, leeching off. And I was looking for a job, and mostly no people hired me except for a few places. But still, I got the jobs here and then, and I needed, you know, the money to eat a little more, but that's it. And I self-taught myself how to cook a lot of fancy stuff.
Is your father
but still.
Like some, is he like some Christian, like he like some religious fanatic or something?
Yeah, Catholic.
Jeez, did he marry a prostitute? Oh my gosh. Guys, listen to me. If you have anyone toxic like this in your life, you get the fuck away from them as quickly as possible. Someone said Angry needs a headset. Yeah, I'll get one. I've got a headset. I don't want to put it. The problem is, like, putting it in, it's going to be more configuration. I really don't want to put up with that shit right now.
I told Mr. Frederick, he's got a lot of resources. I told him about your computer situation. He's going to think about it, so I'm just thinking ahead, so you may have an option aboard to get a new computer. He's got one that, I'm trying to remember, I think it was a top-notch one, one of the most recent models with a really high RAM and high GPU process, good audio, and a terabyte SSD. Just in case for you.
Oh, that's awesome. We'll see what happens. I'm working on it. You know, like I said, though, you know, I hear your story and I'm thinking to myself, like, shit. Like, how much worse does this shit really need to get before someone wakes up and says, like, you know, these fucking people are out of their fucking minds. Like, men, like, there's specific men that you can't save. There are specific men that you cannot save in this world. And
that's a primary example, a textbook example. I try to tell every guy I meet, but still, let them think for themselves. And also, I love being asexual and romantic. I got my freedom. I can weed out people fast, and I also just enjoy life. That's my true love, life.
Well, I'm just glad that, you know, despite the fact that your father is such a fucking cuck, you know, you're able to see through the bullshit, and you're able to actually grow and move on with your life and actually do things that you enjoy and that you're passionate about and go your own way. And that's what really matters, the fact that you've pulled through with such very toxic people in your life. And I've talked about people before. It doesn't matter if they're blood or your family. People, like, these certain people, like, if they are fucking up your life, if they're bringing you down, get away from them. I haven't spoken to my mother or my father in many years. And our brothers or sisters, and I'm going to keep it that way. Anyone, I haven't spoken to anyone in my family in years. I'm keeping that that way. Keep those toxic people out of your life. Because if they're not helping, they're hurting. So thank you for sharing that. I want to jump on to Black OG's video, all right, bro?
No problem. I just told you I put myself on a limit, and I took my limit. So there you are. Little message for all the MGTOWs out there.
All right, bro. Later.
Later.
So, I mean, guys, there's some real fucking cucks in this world, huh? We're going to be looking at a video from Black OGesus, and he's going to basically go into detail on why the fuck you should stay single, alright? Black OG has been putting out quite a bit of content. He's already dropped like 4 videos, loving his channel. Just so you guys know, I've already linked him up on my homepage. So if you want to check out his channel, you can just go over to my YouTube homepage. You can also find a link to his channel in the description off this video, alright? So he's in my MGTOW Heroes list. It's easy to find. I'll just show you guys where that is. I want you guys to subscribe to him. Last I checked, he had something like 19 subscribers. He actually went up by 3 so far. All right, he has 19 now, and we want to get that up to 100 because he's dropping the knowledge. He's putting in the hard work, and I mean, I can already tell that he has a powerful message for all of us. So as you can see, he's under the MGTOW Heroes list. I'm also going to add him on the featured creators. But here he is right next to MGTOW Warrior. So definitely go check out his channel. Subscribe to his channel. We can get up to 100 subscribers. But I'm going to let Black OG tell us reasons why to stay single. And like I said, this is about perspectives from all men from all walks of life that have something to offer, some knowledge to drop. Something that, you know, maybe I don't know or someone else doesn't know. Because these experiences, they fill in the knowledge gap that our good-for-nothing cuck fathers never gave to us. So listen to what Black OG has to say.
It's your boy, Black Jesus. Or as my YouTube channel says, Black OGesus. I was just making a quick video letting you guys know why you shouldn't get a woman. Bars. Anyways. The reason why you shouldn't get a woman in today's world is because women are crazy, you know? They're ridiculous. Like, they have unmeetable standards. It's hard to have a conversation with them or anything. They only care about themselves. They're fucking narcissistic. So yeah, and one of the things they certainly love to do is spend your money. So yeah, see, that's like one of the reasons you should stay single, so you can build money, acquire it. See, with a woman, you ain't gonna have shit. You're gonna be broke all the time because you're gonna be too busy out there paying, going to different places, spending money, because that's just what women are addicted to doing. I just love.
Notice what he says. You're gonna be out there spending money because that's what women like to do. That's what they're addicted to. They're addicted to wasting money on literally nothing. You go all over the place and spend money that you can actually use on something. For example, guys, we buy video games, we're gonna play the fuck out of those video games, and we can enjoy those video games 20 fucking years from now, okay? When we spend money, we actually spend money on something that holds value. Women spend money on things that do not hold value. That's why corporations love them, because they basically throw money away. They will buy a dress that they only wear one time and that is now out of season. A man will buy a suit and wear the fuck out of that suit for years. A man will buy a nice pair of shoes, wear the fuck out of those shoes for years. Okay? You want to say that men and women have different clothing costs? Believe it or not, some men's clothing actually costs a lot more than women's. Yeah, a lot of men's clothing actually costs a lot more than women's. But they don't talk about that. You know why? Because they're full of shit. And they buy and buy and buy and buy and buy. Do you realize that women buy clothes sometimes that they have no intention of ever wearing, but it just made them feel good to buy it? They have literally have clothes in their closets that they've never worn and will never wear because it's no longer in fashion. There you go. Welcome to the West. Welcome to Wildman. Stay the fuck away from them. Do not get married. Stay the fuck out of relationships. If you have to, I say pump and dump, but personally, I'd rather jack off.
I love spending money. It's ridiculous. Number two, don't ever get married. Please don't ever get married. Because if you get married, it's basically a losing situation for you, especially. Like, you're going to be put in a predicament, like, say if you want to leave her in the future. Yeah, but you can't. Like, say you have kids with her and such. And everyone knows that if you, in divorce, that the woman...
I like what Lonzo says. He says pumping and dumping is too dangerous unless you're getting the top 10% of pussy. Guys, think about this very carefully, about the whole pump and dump thing, alright? Like, you're still putting yourself in danger when you're going out there and pumping and dumping, especially in this economy. You know, especially as shit's going downhill, you find some bitch that you think you're going to say you pumped and dumped. She's going to say you raped her. He's going to say you raped her, or she's going to give you an ultimatum. Either you let her live with you, either you pay for her bills, and she's going to say you raped her, or you beat her. Guys, don't think that pump and dumps come that easy. A lot of guys talk about pump and dump. Guess what, guys? It's not that simple. These women will happily lie to get resources and attention. Attention is as good as money to a woman. They see attention literally as the same way they see currency, okay? Attention, attention, attention. So don't think that pump and dump is like the safest way to get in and get out, all right? I mean, let me tell you something. The truth of the matter is, even fucking a hooker, even fucking a whore, comes with risk. You know, her fucking... She could tell her pimp that you hit her, or that you beat her up, or that you did something to her, and then you find her fucking pimp trying to stomp your fucking face in. I'm very serious. Like, it's not that clean. It really isn't. Harpy the Wise just left $20 via super chat. He says, "Stay angry, girl." Thanks a lot, brother, for your super chat and for your message. It's true. I mean, like, pump and chump, that's a new one. It's true, though. Because what, I mean, dumping is the hard part. You know, there's a saying, you don't pay a hooker for sex, you pay her to leave. But the thing is, like, even with a fucking hooker, you are taking a risk fucking a hooker. You're taking a risk fucking a hooker. How many guys do you think are out there that fucked a hooker and then the bitch turned around and said that he raped her? It happens. It fucking happens. All right? It has happened. Even fucking a hooker is dangerous. Okay? So don't think that it doesn't come without risk. And there's also the STD risk. Doesn't matter if you're fucking a hooker or some bitch you met at the bar. There's always these risks attached to. Guys, there's always these risks attached. I like the way Lonzo says, after she hits 35, send her to the glue factory. Guys, her pussy is the fucking glue factory. I mean, it's just not worth it. It's not worth the risk. It's not... It's like just having a conversation with her is like, fuck it. Like, why would I even want... Like, you... Like, imagine, guys. You spend all this time talking up some bitch, and you don't even fuck her. What, you just wasted all that time you could have been using to play video games, jerk off, learn something new, pursue your passion, pray to God, whatever it is, alright? You could be building your relationship with God, you could be pursuing your passion, you could be doing something of value, instead of you're talking up some fucking bitch, you're talking up some bitch, and then you feel like shit, and she feels like on top of the world, For example, she's like, I'm sorry, I'm not interested. But now she feels great because you validated her. And she could care less about you because guess what? Now you're fucking left with blue balls. And the time you wasted talking to this bitch, you're going to rinse and repeat again? Get the fuck out of here.
Gets the kids. Like, the percentage is very low of men winning it. It's the percentage for men is like...
Don't listen to these fuckers that even I know there's some men in the chat who are going to say no angry. Don't listen to these men out there, because any man who's actually been through the legal system and actually, you know, actually had to, you know, go and fight for their kids, very few win. And the ones who do win, many of them are still like, they'll tell you like, they, you know, it's like, it's not, I'm not saying it's not worth it to have your kids. I'm just saying, you know, you're better off staying single and not getting into that situation. Because one, you may lose your kids. The chances are much, it's like, the chance of you not seeing your kids again, it's like an 80% chance that she'll get the kid. No, 90-something percent chance that she'll get the kids. And there's like more than a 50% chance or greater that you may never even see your kids again, or you'll get very limited visits. You don't need that shit in your fucking life. And it's just, it only takes a moment for her to tell the kids, remember that time daddy touched your privates? And then your kids start thinking that this actually happened. They get the image in their fucking little heads because they're impressionable. And then they go through life thinking they were molested based on the garbage that their good-for-nothing mothers told them. You can implant memories into children. Yeah, you can. It's just not worth it. Phoenix Rising says, as a single dad, the risk of being sued at any time is nerve-wracking. Phoenix Rising says, as a single dad, the risk of being sued at any time is nerve-wracking. Guys, learn from this shit. Learn from this fucking shit. You don't want this shit in your life. All right? Don't put yourself in this situation. I'm not saying kids, like having kids is not wonderful, you know? But personally, it's better off not to get in that situation. I've never really wanted them. There was a point in my life where I wanted to be in a relationship and have children with a woman because I thought that's what people did. But I never actually wanted kids. And I know there's some guys who do want them, but if you want kids, use a fucking surrogate. And don't use a Western bitch either, because she'll fucking try to get your wealth and resources. In the U.S., if you use an American surrogate, legally, she doesn't have to give up the kid. Like, if you basically pay some woman to get pregnant, she can keep the baby, she can fight for the child and say that she gave birth to the child, even if the egg wasn't hers. Don't make the fucking mistake. I've said this plenty of times. Kids aren't your property. Kids aren't your kids. They're the property of the state. Don't you ever forget that. The state and its fucking whore.
There's like a 20% chance of getting your kids. Maybe 10. 10 at least. Yeah, after that, you will be left, like, critically, like, okay, sorry about that weird cut. Now, as I was saying, like, you will be broke for a long time. You will be struggling, and, you know, why even go through the hassle of being with a woman these days? No one wants to now. Women, they're just not what they used to be.
You will be broke. I like this point. Guys, get into a bad relationship, you will be fucking broke. I like what Expendable says. Angry Tyrone will have Junior Tyrones running riot in FIBA. That's not really a joke. That's the truth. That's the fucking truth. That's the truth. And it sticks. And there's some men who never learn. Don't be one of those fucking sip cucks out there, all right? That shit is not fun. Homelessness sucks. You know how many homeless fathers there are out there because of this shit that these bitches do? Stay the fuck away from them. Stay the fuck away from them. You don't want that shit in your life. Trust me, you don't. Black O Jesus says, holy shit, seeing myself on the Angry MGTOW channel making me flip in excitement. Like I said, if you keep putting in the work, I'll do my best to promote you and get the word out there so we can get you your subscribers and we can build it up. You know, you got like little jerk-offs like Ape Sling Monkey and Bitch Sandman. You know, they think they're actually doing something positive. They're not. Because at the end of the day, they can be taken out at any given time. And that's it. That's it. They can be taken out at any given time. The thing is that when you promote others, you're doing more. You're gaining more when you promote others. Because, for example, people can at least continue passing on some of the pills that you drop. And they can share new pills and they can grow. All right? That's how things get out, through word of mouth. So this whole bullshit about my YouTube channel can be shut down any given day, tomorrow, today, 5 minutes from now, while we're on this fucking stream. You know, we're on borrowed time here on this good-for-nothing platform. So I say, get as many men as much attention as possible. The men that are putting in the work, help them to grow. Get those red pills out there, all right? This shit is like, it's so fucking stupid with some of these idiots who are like some of these MGTOWs who are so afraid of letting other men get caught, you know, grow off their channels. Like, oh my gosh, what are you here for? Are you here to get the word out? Are you here to make money? Because there's really no money on YouTube right now. So what are you here for? Sandman's crying his ass off and begging for patron money, saying that, you know, basically he's let everyone know if he can't make money off YouTube, he's going to get out. Well, then you don't really need to be on, you shouldn't be making content then, Sandman. Shit, if I was, I'm like this close to singing the Sandman saying, the Sandman can, because he makes his it with love and makes the world taste good.
And it's kind of sad to say that, but it's true. So, hope you guys like this video. It was a quick video, 3 minutes. Let me know if you guys like this, like what I'm doing or whatever, and give me some topics to talk about, because you know I might.
Guys, if you like this video, I think it was excellent, especially just cut. Like, guys, do you see this? You see how raw this is? All right, he's been watching Angry MGTOW videos, and now he's putting out his own videos. If you like what he's doing and you want to help him to grow, jump over to his channel. There's a link in the description of his channel right now. Go in the description of my channel, description of my video, and it's also on my channel homepage. Go and subscribe to Black OGesus right now. All right, get some of these red pills and share these red pills. We need every man's perspective, and honestly, I think that this guy has a lot of knowledge to drop, just like MGTOW Knowledge Darius, alright? Like I said, I'm not afraid. If these channels get bigger than my channel, that means I've done something right. If I can help to contribute a little bit to helping other channels to grow and they'll get the word out, that's all that really fucking matters. It's really all that fucking matters.
I just might, because I don't really always know what to talk about on MGTOW subjects. But, see, that's another thing about on my channel. That's why I post my, rapping and, beatboxing videos on my channel. Cause, yeah, I like to show my passions. Like, I'm passionate about, those are two things I'm passionate about, beatboxing and, rapping. I do it all the time. I do it every day. So yeah, I post that on my channel as well.
See, guys, keep it real. Keep it completely real. Do what you enjoy. Find your passion. Live your passion. Don't let some bitch take up your time. See, this is the difference between men. Yeah, a man could find happiness in doing something like working on a rap lyric or beatboxing. They don't even need money to do that. And they can get good at it, all right? And provide something of value to others. Women can't do things like that, all right? Women are, it doesn't matter what a woman does. She can copy and try to emulate. But at the end of the day, she's going to want to go right back to riding the cock carousel. Simple as that.
Show you guys my passion. I encourage you other MGTOWs to do that too, if you don't already. Like, I know some MGTOWs are passionate about posting their videos and being consistent with it. So that's their thing. Mine is beatboxing and rapping. So that's what I also drop on my channel. But like I said, I'm going to be dropping more MGTOW videos. Now, before I go, I just want to let you guys know, you're the man, you've got the penis, you're the one that matters. Black Jesus out. Deuces.
And there you guys have it. Eric Bailey just dropped $10 via Super Chat. Thank you very much, brother. He says, traditionalism without values is a car without fuel. Not even Gen Z girls will be able to make things better when they are desperate for a kitchen and a man of their own. Let me read that one again from Eric Bailey. He says, traditionalism without values is a car without fuel. Think about that. Traditionalism without value is a car without fuel. Not even Gen Z girls will be able to make things better when they are desperate for a kitchen and a man of their own. Right? Women are out of gas and they're stranded at the side of the road. And I want to hear that any of you are going and picking up these hoes, alright? Like I said, when you see another man's trash at the side of the road, don't go fucking digging his trash. Don't dig in that man's fucking trash. Leave that shit at the side of the road. I don't care how shiny the bag is. There is shit in that bag. There's a reason why that's on the fucking curve, alright? Going there and get yourself a disease. For all you know, it's fucking nuclear waste in that fucking bag. But you go digging around in this man's fucking bag when it's clearly garbage. Alright? This is how men get sick. This is how men lose their lives. You go digging around in garbage. You know it's garbage. A man put it there because it's garbage. And you think you're going to go find treasure. One man's treasure. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Don't listen to that bullshit. It doesn't apply in all situations, especially women. Alright? There's a reason why he's at the side of the road. There's a reason why he threw it the fuck away. Stay the fuck out of his trash. Like I said, Black O Jesus is dropping. He's putting out content that's keeping it real. I like what he's doing right now. He said he's forcing himself to put this content out to help other men. So go and support him. Go and support him. Go and subscribe. Let's get him up to 100 subscribers. Give him as much support as he needs, because we need more men producing content. We need to keep pushing forward. We need different perspectives. Men of all backgrounds have something to offer. He's at 28 subscribers right now. We can do better than that. Let's get over to his channel and go ahead and get him up to 100 subscribers, all right? Because it's important what he's doing. It's important what all these men are doing, like Chris Cantu, MGTOW Knowledge Darius, Joshua Hatch, MGTOW Warrior, who's at 234 subscribers, Yan Ling, Indominus MGTOW, he's at 403 right now. Guys, Indominus, like I said, that's my protege. He's my successor. Indominus MGTOW is my successor, all right? Confederate flag it all. I love that guy. No homo. Alright, I want to know what you guys think. If you guys agree with these points, like I said, we're headed for gender separation right now. Like, men are separating themselves socially, financially, and economically from women and the government, alright? From women, from the government and its fucking whore. Chris Cantu says, I sub to Black O Jesus. Are you? Guys, go sub to him. Good job, Chris. Everyone sub to him. Support MGTOW channels, especially the ones who are keeping it real and telling you the truth without sugarcoating it, alright? Men are tired of the fucking lies, alright? We want the fucking truth. So go and support others who are to the fucking truth. Wayne A. says, we need to get rid of these fucking judicial statues. You know how we get rid of the judicial statues? We stop like playing by the rules. We say fuck society. We're not going to be a part of it. And when they look at that, they're going to say, well, fuck. Guys, like I said, it'll take decades to tear all this shit down. Go your own way and live a quality life instead of, like, marching outside of, like, some stupid legislator like the dumb MRAs. Live your life. If you put a woman out of your life, if you keep them out of your life, it reduces the chance that they can fuck up your life, all right? and you will be so much happier, wealthier, and wiser if you do not have a bitch around. Let me know if you agree that women want what you have, not you. She wants what you have, not you. Let me know what you guys think about that. And like I said, definitely go subscribe to Black OG Jesus. A link to his channel is in the description of the video. You can also find him featured on my YouTube homepage. I'm very serious, guys. I want you to go and subscribe. Get him up to 100 subscribers. And we're growing. MGTOW is growing. We are going global. Honest Rabbits is angry. Do you watch Global Man's videos? I don't believe so. Okay. Wayne Aries is angry. I know a guy that had a fiance that had a finance. I know a guy that had to refinance his fucking house because his wife left him with his two kids. Guys, wife just picked up and left him with the kids. Sometimes women do that. Women don't have any responsibility. They can just take, they can walk away with the kids, or they can just walk out on you and leave the kids. If they walk away and take the kids, you're going to have to now finance her lifestyle, all right, with those kids. If she leaves you with the kids, you're not going to have to take care of the kids all on your own. And so you're going to have to feed them, house them, be mom and dad, all right, while you're trying to maintain a job. And she's out the door. And sometimes these women will turn around and try to sue you for financial support. Can you imagine a woman abandons you, a spousal support? She abandons you and the children, and she turns around and sues you for spousal support, and she gets it. That is the society we live in today. Don't fuck around. Don't be stupid. All right? Don't be stupid. I got that from like Stranger Things. Don't be stupid. All right? It's really, really simple. Go your own fucking way. Do you agree that women want what you have and not you? They don't love you. She will never love you. Love is not something a woman is fucking capable of. I don't know what you guys think. All right. If you want to be a caller in the next video, definitely get the If you have the number, call on in. Or if you want to be a caller in the next video, definitely just send me an email and I will get you the phone number so that you can call in and I'll get you on air. Because every perspective, every man matters. Every man matters. Every man brings something new to the table, a new experience that we can learn from and grow from. I've learned so much from guys like Chris Cantu, MGTOW Knowledge Darius. You know, I can't say I've really learned anything from Scam Man, because everything that comes out of that guy's mouth is just robotic and it's just fake. It's bullshit. But you can learn so much just from almost every single man's perspective. That brings something to the table, something that you don't know, all right? The most effective thing you can do is talk about your experiences, and other men can dissect that and learn from that, because we're perceptive. Like, share, subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video, and just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death, and cheers.